Welcome back. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, all together now, second to none. Make sure you're fully stocked for the weekend. Big football weekend. New Year's Eve coming up, New Year's Day. Make sure you're fully stocked. Brewers Outlet, one-stop shopping. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Coming up, James Franklin, his press conference here at the Cotton Bowl as Penn State gets ready for Memphis. The game is tomorrow at noon. We're on beginning at 10:30 tomorrow here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. We follow it up with the 20th-ranked Nittany Lion basketball team taking on Cornell in the Jordan Center Sunday at noon, and we're on beginning at 11:30 for that one. Okay, so let's get to the thoughts of the players. There are several players that have to make up their minds as to what they want to do about their future. Stay with Penn State like Pat Freiermuth has decided to do, like Michael Mennett has decided to do. And then there's a guy like Yetur Gross-Matos. Yetur has said that he is going to the NFL draft. He is projected right now by many to be a first-round pick. KJ Hamler has told everybody he's going to make up his mind after the game, or at least he's made up his mind. He's going to announce what he's going to do after the game. So let's start with Yetur Gross-Matos. He's made up his mind. He's going to the NFL draft, but he is playing in tomorrow's game, and he will start for the Nittany Lions. In fact, I would doubt that he sees a lesser workload. I think that he just wants to play. He wants to play. And a big reason why he really wants to play is because he really enjoys playing for associate head coach and defensive line coach Sean Spencer.
Playing for Coach Spencer. He's someone who's always on me about like being the guy I want to be off the field, in the classroom. You know, it's not just going to come on Saturdays. So he's made me, I think, a much better person.
Is there anything you can tell us about the hand? Obviously, we see it's wrapped up. Does it impact you?
I'll be playing, so not that much.
Thanks. Congratulations.
And your Christmas, you seem like you're at peace. Is this a good way of putting it, going into the holiday season, going into Christmas for yourself?
Absolutely, I'm at peace. I'm happy. I'm excited. I got this one chance to go out there and put these seniors away the right way, and I'm all for it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
What have you learned here in the 3 years, especially from Sean, technique-wise, maybe even emotionally, to get you to the point you are now?
What I learned from Sean the most, I'd probably say that, that's hard. He's taught me a lot. I probably say the most thing is probably just my confidence. Like, you fall 9 times, you can get up 10. So he's instilled, just got to keep going, not to ever let my head get down, and just keep working, keep pushing. And, he's held me to that. He's someone who's always pushed me since I've been here. He'll never let me, settle, complacency is not his thing, so.
What has it meant to you, and how much did you grow by the fact that you had to flip inside when you went to the dollar package and things like that? How much did that make you a better player instead of just always being outside?
Absolutely. An opportunity to do different things. I think I've grown better inside, as the years have gone on. And I've had an opportunity to go out there and make plays, so.
Is a game record recruited or developed?
Excuse me?
Is a game record recruited or developed?
Developed, I say. Because I don't think it's necessarily, people come here by 4 stars. And then ultimately, I think, it just might not be that guy. You got someone like Journey, who's a 3-star, comes in here and works his butt off for 3 years, then you see him come on later on in the season and kind of take over. So I think people who really change the game, they just work harder.
Do you think that certain guys have a knack for making game-changing play, or, you know, like that individual play that maybe changes the course?
Absolutely. You know, people are just born with, you know, like Marquise. He just has ball skills. You know what I mean? Like, as soon as the ball's in the air, like, he's going for the ball. Where a lot of people might try to just make the tackle, or if he sees it, like, he's going for it, he doesn't even think about it. So I think absolutely some people just have knacks for that, and that's developed as well. Huh?
Do you have that?
I think in some cases, probably not like him in terms of playing corner, but having the ability to just make plays sometimes, yeah.
What are you going to miss the most about Penn State playing here?
I'm going to miss playing for my Coach Spencer. I'm going to miss being a Wild Dog the most, absolutely. That's meant the most to me over my time here, being a part of that group, and to leave it was really hard for me. So.
Did that play into your decision to actually play in the bowl game? You know, there's a lot of people that decide not to play in the bowl game and get ready for the draft at this point. Was that even ever a consideration for you, Etor, or did you say, nope, bowl game, definite?
Absolutely not. I was not going to miss the game. I don't plan on it. I started the season. I'm going to finish it.
How much are you going to enjoy the bowl experience then? You know what I mean? You get to soak it up a little bit more, knowing that it's kind of the last things that you get to do with your Nittany Lion teammates.
Yeah. I don't want to get emotional. Hopefully I won't. But, you know, I've been feeling it a little more lately. So I'm just super appreciative for these guys and the way they've embraced me. And then my decision, too, so they've been super supportive.
Turning the page, what are you looking forward to the most for the next level? I mean, you know, you're leaving something, but you're going to something, you know what
Absolutely.
I mean?
So talk about that next level for you and what you're excited about with that process.
I'm looking for success, you know. I want to be great, so just trying to get out there, put my best foot forward. Thank you.
When you got here and became a part of the dog tag process on that Friday night, did that change how you looked at a team, how you looked at a defensive line room, how you looked at everything? Did that change your mentality, the dog tag part?
Absolutely, you know. I went from a room full of defensive linemen to a family of defensive linemen, you know. Those are my brothers. You know, I talked to them about anything. They come to me about anything. We always look out for each other. And, you know, like, just because I'm leaving, that's not it. Like, I'm be a Wild Dog for life. Those are my guys.
Etor Grosmatos. He has put together a spectacular season. He's put together an outstanding career, and he's put himself in a position to be a first-round draft pick in the NFL. He is projected anywhere from 15 to 25 right now. Everybody's received their draft grades. They've all received their draft grades along the way. So guys like, for example, Will Fries coming back, Michael Mennett coming back, Pat Freiermuth coming back. I mean, all big pluses coming back. Etor Grosmatos says he's going, but he is starting and playing in tomorrow's game. In fact, I expect him to have a normal workload in tomorrow's game, not a lesser workload, just a normal workload for him. They'll rotate a lot of defensive linemen in this game, and Etor is going to play a great factor in this. Now, a guy that has made up his mind but has not announced yet is KJ Hamler. So KJ talked about the decision and the fact that he's not making it at this time.
I haven't told anybody a lot, so but yeah, I just really didn't want this. I didn't want this to be about me. You know, this is a team thing. So we're going to the Cotton Bowl as a team. You know, it's not just KJ Hamler going to the Cotton Bowl. So, you know, I really just pushed that to the side. You know, I talk to God when I'm in my lonely spots. But at the end of the day, it's a team thing. So, yeah, we'll focus on that.
As a team, were you guys as explosive as you were to be offensively this year?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's still a lot of stuff we could have did better or improved on. You know, but, you know, we can't take that back now. So, you know, come to our last game of the season, we just got to leave everything out there.
How do you guys gauge that? What represents being explosive and offensively?
Just making plays, I guess, you know.
Like, is there a benchmark? Is there a set number of plays? Or?
No. Just make plays, score touchdowns, and win the game. That's that's really what I got going through my head.
Hey, KJ, has Coach Franklin this week talked to you guys about the history of the Cotton Bowl, 1948 Cotton Bowl?
He hasn't a lot, but I think a lot of us know the history of Wiley Triplett and all that. So I think a lot of us are familiar. And I actually researched a little bit about it, you know, just to know the background of it and, you know, how important this game is really, you know, for Penn State as well. So, you know, it's very unique. And just honoring Mr. Wiley Triplett, you know, I think it's going to be a great time to, you know, improve ourselves.
What are some of the things that you kind of, when you said your research, what did you learn about it? You know, what are some things that are impressive to you about his journey?
I knew a lot before looking up, you know, but I knew he's the reason that we are Penn State. So, me being African American and him being African American and being one of the first ones here to do that, you know, to set a standard here and just start this whole chain of we are is amazing. You know, it's crazy, you know, how far we've come from that time to now.
Yeah.
And I think we wouldn't be the team that we are without him.
Thank you.
KJ, what's the challenge of playing a team like Memphis where this is arguably the biggest game in their program's history, and how much can you guys draw from when you play Minnesota and they kind of had that kind of similar mentality when they played you guys?
You know, they're gonna come out, you know, very hot. So I'm expecting that, expecting a lot of trash talk. But, you know, we just got to come out there and do what we're supposed to do, do what we're supposed to do. There's really nothing to explain. You know, I think we went against teams like that before. Win or lose, but I think we're very prepared for this game.
When you get a team like that high energy, and when you're a pretty high energy guy, is that something you get excited for when you know that they're going to have a lot of energy on their side of the ball?
I think you can call it excitement. It's more so, I don't like to do, you know, I like to talk, but it's more so who's going to play better. So as long as I do my job and as long as everybody else do their 1-11, I think we'll be fine.
Do you see yourself in cowboy boots, cowboy hat, or is that not your thing? And who on the offensive side do you think could pull that off?
That's definitely not my forte, but you can see Pat Freiermuth or Sean could probably pull it off if he wanted to. But I'm not really a big cowboy boot guy. It's not me.
KJ Hamler. There's only one KJ Hamler. Boy, he's entertaining and he's a great player. All that speed, he'll be a huge factor in tomorrow's game. I'm not sure Memphis can handle him. They're Memphis corners. Safeties are pretty good. Corners struggle. They put the wrong guy on him and he is gone. All right. Next half hour, James Franklin as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.